Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone's having a wonderful evening. My name is Suzanne. I'm an abstinent compulsive overeater and a carbohydrate and sugar addict. I've been in and out of OA for 44 years. I'm happily abstinent. You could post my pictures now if you'd like. I've given away 220 pounds in this program, and I'm very happily abstinent right now. One of the things I wanted to share with you is something that I've experienced myself, which is this. When I first came back to OA this time, I really couldn't get abstinent. I was having a lot of trouble getting abstinent. I was this time when I came back, I wasn't at my heaviest. I was at 283 pounds when I came back last year. 283 pounds. It wasn't my heaviest. My heaviest was 356. But when I came back, I really couldn't get abstinent. And one of the things, the first things my sponsor had me do and suggested to me was to go hold on a second. Was to go back to my doctor and get a physical exam and have my blood sugar tested because I was obese. And she did ask me if, diabetes runs in my family. And I said, yes, my father had diabetes and I have diabetes, but I wasn't on any medication at the time. And she said, well, maybe you need to be on medication. One of the things I wasn't aware of is if you have uncontrolled diabetes or you have, which I had, or uncontrolled prediabetes, you may always be hungry because your body cells aren't getting the energy they need from glucose, leading to a cycle of hunger, triggered by both high and low blood sugar levels. When blood sugar is high, what they call hyperglycemia, cells are starved of energy. And when it's low, hypoglycemia, your body craves quick fuel, creating a persistent hunger known as polyphagia. In other words, you're hungry all the time. And this is what happened to me. So one of the things that I encourage with my sponsees is to get a physical exam. I don't tell them they have to, but I suggest that they get a physical exam and get tested, have their blood sugar tested. The blood sugar test is called an A1C. And what that is your blood sugar over the last 3 months. I had my A1C tested. I had it tested right in the office and found out that, in fact, my blood sugar was out of control. And once I got on diabetes medicine again, which was pills at the time, I was able to get abstinent. But prior to that, I couldn't. And I didn't know why I was hungry all the time. And of course, hunger in a way could be mental, it could be emotional, it could be spiritual. But it very well can be physical. And so once I got that physical out of the way, I was able to become abstinent again. One of the things I've talked about a lot in OA is that my sponsees have to want to be in OA. They have to want to work the tools and the steps. I can guide them. I could show them, how and where the 12 steps and 12 traditions are, and where the nine tools are and where the meetings are. I can't do the work for them. I can lead them to water, but I can't make them drink it. They have to want to work the program. I have some wonderful sponsees in this program who work this program diligently. And then I've had some that I've had to gently let go because they gave up on themselves. Everyone has a different food plan in this program. I have my own food plan. I had gastric bypass surgery. I have a food plan. I don't eat three meals a day. I eat like six times a day, but I eat much smaller meals, much, much smaller meals. I have sponsees who eat three meals a day with nothing in between, and that's good for them. And I think that's wonderful. I have other people in this program who eat four and five times a day, like I do. So everyone is different. I want my sponsees to have a food plan that works for them, not a food plan that works for me, but a food plan that works for them. Now, I don't want to create a food plan for my sponsees. I suggest the OA food plan, or I
Suzanne,
suggest,
that's 5 minutes. You have 15 left.
okay. I suggest that they, can get a food plan from a nutritionist or a dietitian or a doctor, or one that they find that they can follow. Not every food plan is one that somebody can follow. And one of my criteria when I came back this time in OA, because I've been in and out of this program for 44 years, is that I wanted to find a food plan that would actually work for me, not one that would starve me to death, not one that I felt was too difficult to follow. I mean, that means something. And it's ultimately, everybody's food plan is different. There are foods that my sponsees can eat that I can't eat, and vice versa, because I have a whole list of trigger foods, what I call trigger foods. I call these foods trigger foods because once I eat them, within 5 minutes, I want to eat the whole refrigerator and everything that I could put my hands on. That's what I call a trigger food, within 5 minutes. I'm eating a certain specific food. So those are on my list of things not to touch. Foods that set me off. I want to talk about, what is a great sponsor? I talk about my sponsor. She's a great sponsor. She gives me the time. She spends time talking with me. She gives me helpful suggestions. She passes on the message of recovery. She's strong. She shows me how to get through the difficult times, the anxiety, even the difficult times. Even when I'm at some one time early on, I called her from a restaurant because I didn't know what to order, and she was there to help me. She has experience, strength, and hope. I'm going to say something that I don't know if it's said enough in this program. I don't care if somebody's in a program for 5 minutes, or for 10 minutes, or for an hour, or for a year, or for 40 years. I don't feel like I'm any better than anybody else. And I also feel that nobody else is better than me. And I don't want to get cocky. I don't want to feel better. I don't want to feel that I'm better than anyone else, because once I felt that way, and that's how I lost my abstinence. I feel there's a degree of humility in this program. I have to be humble before God. And that's why the steps talk about humility, like humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings and making a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God as I understand him. I don't play God. I don't play therapist. I'm not an experienced counselor. Sometimes my sponsees will say things that are way over my head, and there are situations that I feel I'm not qualified to handle. That's when I've suggested to my one sponsee, to talk to her therapist about it, because she has a therapist. And I'm glad, or I've gotten other sponsees into counseling, and I'm glad that I have, because there are certain things that I'm just not qualified and experienced to handle for them. Traumas from childhood, rapes, incest, things of that nature. I'm not an expert. And so, I can listen and I can be empathetic, but when it comes to overcoming certain obstacles, I feel a qualified counselor is definitely necessary. I've had a tough year. I'm going to be honest with you. I've had a tough year. My husband was diagnosed this year with Alzheimer's and dementia. He had three brain surgeries in July for a shunt. He was supposed to go for a shunt surgery. He ended up with three shunt surgeries. He's lost a lot of his memory. The shunt surgery made his Alzheimer's worse and his dementia worse. I had to put one of my dogs down last week. I had to give a dog up for adoption today. As a matter of fact, today I gave one of my dogs up for adoption. My 20-month-old lab, who I loved very, very much, but he was too much for me right now in my life. And I'm learning my limitations. One of the things abstinence is teaching me is, what are my limits? What are my boundaries? My sponsor's teaching me about boundaries. She's teaching about, what are my limits? How much am I willing to adhere to? How much am I willing to take? Yes, I've learned how to go outside my comfort zone by trying new things, but I find, even with trying new things, if I'm overwhelmed, to the point where I feel I'm going to lose my abstinence, that's a problem. That's when I got to say, it's too much. And one of the things I have to say to you is this: with all the things that I've been going through this year, with my husband's Alzheimer's, with the dementia, with the shunt, I have a son who has autism. He lives with us. So it's been a rough year, but through all of it, I've been abstinent. All of it. I've done a lot of crying this year, but I would rather cry than overeat. I'd rather cry than give in to the disease. I've done a lot of crying this year. My sponsors taught me how to overcome fear. I think fear is one of the top hardest hurdles to overcome. Insecurity, helplessness, frustration, stress, anxiety, even joyous celebrations. Overcoming sorrow, deep sorrow, guiding me through painful situations, helping me pray. At one point I gave up on praying. My sponsor, was kind enough and compassionate enough to sit with me and pray with me. And we prayed together, which was really just a miracle. It was a miracle. We're different faiths, and yet she showed me how to pray again. And I came back to my faith. She showed me about weights and measurements, about weighing my food. I'm constantly reminded to weigh my food, weigh and measure my food. I weigh my food at restaurants. I know not everybody does that, but I bring my scale to a restaurant and I weigh my food before I eat it, before I eat it. And I put the rest away in a to-go container before I even sit and eat. I bring my own salad dressing to restaurants because I want to know which kind of dressing I'm eating, because most of the dressings in restaurants are full of sugar and I'm diabetic. And if I eat something full of sugar, within minutes, I feel like I'm getting stabbed with pains in my legs. It's not worth it. I'm happy that I have positive role models in my life, that I have people that I can call. I have a group of people in OA that I call. And I call them not to complain and not to, tell them about my day. Many times I've had a really rough day, and then my first thing out of my mouth is, tell me about your day. I want to hear about your day. Because I think that one of the things OA has taught me is to get out of myself, to be concerned for others, to help others, to help other people become abstinent, to help people stay abstinent. Getting me out of myself with the service, getting me through the 12 steps, helping me share the tools, help me to have strength. My sponsor is abstinent. She's a great sponsor. She's committed to program. She has, knowledge and experience. And one of the things I said to a sponsee today is, there's nothing you could tell me that I haven't done. There's nothing you could tell me that I haven't done. And I'm not surprised. She was afraid of me today, and I don't know why. I said to her, there is nothing to be afraid of. I don't want you to ever be afraid to tell me anything. Nothing. I said, are you willing to work this program today? She said, yes. I said, that's it. That's all that matters. It's not what you did yesterday. Today's a different day. And one of the things I got to tell you is every single time I went off my program in the past, I made myself feel so guilty that I walked out of the rooms and gained at least 100 pounds back. And that's not my philosophy anymore. My philosophy is to stop punishing myself. If I made a mistake, I want to be like I fell off a horse. You get up, you dust yourself off, and you walk on, and you move on. Move on. I'm done with making myself feel guilty. I'm done with, lashing myself over the head and making myself feel horrible, because that's not going to get me anywhere. What helps me is getting back into the steps, getting back into the tools, taking steps one through three, which I take every day before I get out of bed. I take steps one through three. I say, God, take me. Please take me. And there are times I'm laying on the floor like Jesus Christ, who I don't even believe in. I believe in God. I'm Jewish, but it doesn't matter. I get on the floor and I put my hands to my sides like Christ, and I say, God, take me. Take me for who I am. I need to pray to you. I'm not God. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes just like everybody else in this program. But I want to be there for my sponsees. I want to be there, and I want them to want to help themselves. I've had to let some go who just gave up and didn't even want to try. I gave them chances. I'll give them a couple of weeks to a month. But if they're not willing to work the program, there's nothing I can do to help them. This is not a program of want, it's a need, it's a program of want. It's people who want to work the steps, who want to work the program, who want to go to meetings, who want to attend meetings. I had my sponsor told asked me to attend 90 meetings in 90 days. I came back into the rooms and attended 125 meetings in 90 days. 125. I did five consecutive meetings one night on Zoom just so I wouldn't binge, just so I wouldn't have a binge. It helped. It got me through the night. I've learned about, I've learned about compassion. I've learned about empathy. I'm still learning. I want to always be open to learn. I want to be open to learn new things. I want to be open to learn things that I've never learned or hear new things that I've never heard. Good sponsors demonstrate compassion, empathy, patience, and a sense of humor and a positive attitude toward life. I feel that way every day. I feel that, God put us on this earth for a reason. He put us on this earth because he loves his children, and I love God. And no matter what happens in my life, I feel very, very incredibly blessed. I feel blessed to know all of you. I feel blessed to go to meetings. Without these meetings, I wouldn't have a program. I really wouldn't have a program. And I have to have this program. This is the program that saved my life. I've tried everything known to man. I was obese from the time I was 3 years old. I remember when I was 3 years old and I was in the pediatrician's office and I was sitting on the table. The doctor told my mother I was obese. I'm 58 years old. I don't remember ever my life being thin until today. I thought that that word was a sin, the word thin, but I am thin. And now I have the biggest challenge of my life, maintaining my weight. I've never done that before. This is new to me. I'm learning how to maintain my weight. It's not easy, but it's manageable because I'm weighing and measuring my food. I'm still weighing and measuring my food. I thought that things would be easier being at goal weight. It's just the beginning, as my sponsor says to me. It's just the beginning. Because now, when it doesn't become about the food, and there are times it does, but today it's not about the food, it's about life. And how do I handle life on life's terms? Well, I pick up this book here.
You've
It's called
got
The
2 minutes
0812.
left, Suzanne. Thank you.
Thank you. It's called The 0812 and 12. I walk around the house with it. Today, I walked around the house with it a lot because I gave my dog up for adoption today. And I cried a lot today. I cried. But here's the blessing about today. I made calls today to people in program. I asked them how their day was going. I asked them how their lives were going. I didn't tell them about my dog. I asked them how they were because I wanted to get out of myself. I didn't want to think about the dog. I wanted to think about them and I wanted to think about others and how I could help others in this program. How can I help you have a better day? I'm incredibly grateful to this program. It's given me my life back. My diabetes is controlled through medication still, but less medication. And I no longer have high blood pressure. I no longer have hypertension. And my doctor recently said to me, I'm taking the word obese out of your chart. I'm taking the word overweight out of your chart. I almost fainted. I was like, holy crap, I can't believe it. I mean, I was really shocked because this is the first time in my life I had ever heard that. So I feel incredibly blessed to be here. I want to thank all of you for your time. I want to hear your stories and I want to hear about your recovery because right now that's more important to me. So God bless and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you so much, Suzanne.